Is this the first time we've had a golf month? Because I haven't heard of it before.
No, I think it's been around a couple of years. It used to be a golf week. Now it's become a golf month, so it's expanded over the years.
So what are we actually doing during the golf month? It's all about encouraging people to get involved with golf clubs, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's right. So throughout October, golf clubs and facilities across Australia will be conducting a wide variety of activities and offers to inspire people to play golf. That's really what golf month's all about.
Things like Twilight Golf, we're talking about open days, family days, things like that?
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of different suggested activities, so as you say, family days, invitation days, member guest days, just something as simple as a barbecue, family events, clinics, etc. are all covered under our golf month activities.
I guess we've seen a bit of a trend in the last few years. Memberships are dropping off, and I guess it's all about making golf more affordable now for families too, because the membership obviously is affected by the price.
Yeah, look, golf membership, the traditional full membership has certainly waned a little bit over the years, but people who are golfers are still playing golf, people are still coming to the game, so they're playing the game in different formats at different times and different days of the week.
I guess that's just a fact of life, isn't it? And all sports are affected by that on weekends now, because a lot of people work Saturdays that never used to, and Sundays and things like that too.
That's exactly right. The people's lifestyles have changed, so we're trying to encourage, you know, golf clubs to provide different options to their members. 6-month membership, you know, twilight membership, certain days of the week, rather than just a traditional full membership, which is not as attractive as it once was.
I was quite staggered to read there's 68 golf clubs in Tasmania, and we're lucky enough to have the oldest one in Australia at Bothwell. How are they all going? I mean, are golf clubs struggling for members at the moment? Are they struggling to stay financially with their head above water, or is it okay?
Look, to be honest with you, they range. We do have 68 affiliated clubs. There's about 80 golf courses in Tasmania, but some of them range from travelling really well. Some of them obviously are a little bit more dire than that, would require more members. But, you know, they're all been there a pretty long time. None of them look like they're going to sort of go away anytime soon.
We've got some terrific courses now, of course, with Barn Burgle and Lost Farm and the ones on King Island. So there's an opportunity for Tasmanian golf clubs perhaps to market themselves and get together and perhaps provide a golfing tour.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, golf tourism in Tasmania has really grown with those courses you mentioned up in the north. So a lot of the clubs in the area are trying to tap into that, and sort of people who come to play the Barn Burgle and Lost Farm and King Island courses perhaps might play some local clubs as well, which is great.
We've seen recently here on the northwest coast, Seabrook sold off part of their golf course for redevelopment, but they had, for subdivision I should say, but they had another bit at the back that they could redevelop and maintain their 18-hole status. But is there much pressure on golf clubs around Tasmania these days?
Yeah, look, the Seabrook one is a good example. They did sell some land off. That's actually been a positive thing for the club. It's helped them sort of reduce some of their debt, and now they've got some money to improve the golf course, improve the clubhouse, and things look pretty good there going forward. I think most golf clubs would be, you know, unlikely to downsize. They're just looking at other ways of attracting, you know, people to play golf, and also using their clubs as venues for other options, social events, birthdays, and corporate events.
Simon, as they say in the classics, there's a golf club near you. So how does someone that's interested in golf go about finding out where their nearest club is?
Well, the best way to get involved really with Golf Month, we've got many of our clubs, about half of our clubs involved this year, is just through the website, which is just golfmonth.com.au, or they can contact me at Golf Tasmania for more details.
Awesome, Simon. Thanks for your time this morning. I hope you get a lot of new members joining clubs around the state out of this. So thanks for your time, and well done on the whole concept of Golf Month.
Thanks, Martin. That's the hope. Thank you.